You have a call from Carsales Connect. This call may be recorded for training and coaching purposes.
Good morning, still morning. Peninsula RV Centre, you're speaking with Effie.
Hi, good morning. My name's Dylan. I'm just calling up in regards to a caravan ad I've come across on the caravan sales site.
Sure, which one are you looking at?
The 2007 Jayco Expander.
Yes. How can I help you with that?
Just had a couple of questions about it. Sure. Is there any, I guess, general wear and tear to any of the canvas or any rips in the screens or anything like that?
Nothing too stressful. There is a little bit on where I think one of them has got, they must have closed it, and it's clutched the bottom of it. There are some photos, I think, online, I'm pretty sure, of the canvas. It's as you see it online, exactly as you see it. So it's a bit, I'm just going through the photos myself, actually, while I'm talking.
No worries.
Nothing offensive that I've seen, to be honest with you. As you see, if you have a look at one of the photos, I don't know if that's the light, but I know that one of the fly screens may need some of that, you know, that tape you can put over it. It's just normal wear and tear, to be honest. It's not ripped to shreds. But you can see, and you will need to put some tape over it, that fly screen tape. But the canvas is all, it looks pretty good. It's in pretty good condition.
Yeah. And the awning as well, is that all working well? And...
Yes, the awning, I think, is a new awning that's been put on there. I'm just having a look again. Yeah, that's a fairly new awning that they put on before they brought it over.
Easy.
The only thing is at the back, the cappings that go on the side, obviously they've, you know, discoloured with the weather. You know, the weather.
Oh, yeah, of course.
If you have a look at the back, yeah, those cappings. And it's the old school, which I prefer because it doesn't break like the new ones. It's just a screw on. Yeah, you know what I mean? Everything new now is made to break.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly. It's missing an antenna, which we'll probably put on anyway here because it goes through a servicing. It's getting a new hot water service because the hot water service done its dash. So it's getting a brand new hot water service. We have a look at all the electrical. It does get supplied with a gas and electrical certificate. So, but, you know, I think the fridge may need a door as far as on the freezer, you know, the doors that you put on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So there's two ways of purchasing this. You can purchase as in is and, you know, make a deal with the boss on, you know, if you take it for the way you see it and don't worry about doing any work on it, how much you'll let it go, or... he does the work on it, does all the repairs, and then you buy it as is at the price that it is.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Right. It's listed on the ad.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And whereabouts are you guys located?
We're in Carrum Downs. I've got someone coming to look at it on Saturday. We're on the corner of Frankston Garden Drive and Latham's Road.
Yeah.
So we are Latham's Road, but our entrance is on Frankston Gardens Drive.
Yep. No worries at all. And are you open 7 days a week or Saturday?
Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. Saturday we're open till 9:30 to 1.
No worries. Thank you very much. Well, I'll keep an eye on the ad. Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah, so I'll keep an eye on it. Probably won't be able to get to look at it this week, but if whoever comes out and looks at it on the weekend doesn't go through with a sale, then we'll definitely
make
be interested to come and look at it next week.
No problem, Dylan. Thank you very much. Thanks
no
for
worry.
Calling.
Thank you for your time.
Take care. Bye now. Bye-bye.